evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the opening night of broadcast for radio station CFAM, Canada's newest radio station, with studios and transmitter located at Altona, Manitoba. A few minutes ago, the Premier of our province, the Honorable D.L. Campbell, threw the switch that officially put this station on the air at an assigned frequency of 1,290 kilocycles and powered at 1,000 watts. We now call on Bishop David Schultz of the Burchtaler Mennonite Church, who will give the invocation. Bishop Schultz.
Dear radio family, I am privileged to speak to you tonight at the opening of our new radio station. I have no fair estimation as to how many listeners we would have tonight, but would imagine possibly 50,000 or more. I greet you all welcome and may extend to you God's blessings. As to my dedication or invocation remarks, I shall read according to Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I am very happy to mention that preparations have been made to serve our radio community with sound religious programs. Different religious denominations are contributing to this effect and will be on the air regularly. For this, we are very thankful. We shall endeavor to serve the sick and shut-ins, as well as our youth and children. The forefathers of our country came here for the reason of religious freedom. It was their motto, "The plow and the Bible comes first." Wherever they established homes, they also built schools and churches. This, I think, accounts partly for the progress our country has made and has proved a worthwhile example. Therefore, tonight, before the station goes on its duty, we shall dedicate this CFAM radio station to our community, and not least to God, our Heavenly Father. We shall not be ashamed to ask the Lord for his guiding hand in this undertaking. I would kindly ask our radio listeners to humble themselves as we speak the dedication prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the many blessings thou hast bestowed upon us. At this time, we want to give thanks in a special way for this new radio station. We pray, let it be a channel to promote our cultural life, but may it also be an inspiration for thy cause. We ask, dear Father, for thy guiding hand in this great task which is before us. Bless the people that have the responsibility for the welfare of the station. Grant, dear Lord, that we may use it to thy honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
We now take pleasure in introducing the chairman of tonight's opening broadcast, Mr. A.J. Thiessen, who is President and Managing Director of the Southern Manitoba Broadcasting Company Limited, owners and operators of radio station CFAM. Mr. Thiessen.
It is an honor and a pleasure, as well as a privilege, to welcome you all as listeners to Canada's newest radio station. To myself, as well as many hundreds of others, here in southern Manitoba, it is virtually a dream come true. It is exactly 2.5 years ago since the subject was first mentioned, and apparently unsurmountable obstacles were overcome. On behalf of the directors and shareholders of radio station CFAM, I would like to take this opportunity of thanking all those who, by their active and moral support, have made this possible. I'd like to thank all those individuals and firms who were kind enough to support our application with letters. I'd like to thank the Board of Governors of the CBC for having confidence in us and granting us a license. I'd also like to thank all those sponsors and advertisers who are buying time on our station and without whom no station could operate unless subsidized. I'd also like to thank all the staff, the technicians, the construction people, without whom this station would have been an impossibility. I'd also like to thank all those who have extended so many well wishes personally by letters and by telegrams. We appreciate that moral support very much. It is our aim and desire to operate an English-speaking radio station to serve all of Manitoba in the following ways: by especially bringing more agricultural programs of interest to farmers under the direction of our agricultural director, Mr. Reuben Ham; by bringing only good music rendered by the best artists and recordings available under the direction of Mr. Ben Horch, our director of music; by programming so that the entire family may listen and be entertained; to emphasize education in our schools and to extend and encourage live broadcasts from and by schools and school groups. Live talent will be encouraged and given an opportunity on this station. To encourage local talent in music, choral singing, and drama in live and transcribed programs of a high technical nature. To provide the best and latest in world and local news. Finally, but certainly not least, to provide opportunities to spread the gospel of the Holy Scriptures to shut-ins, the aged, the sick, and the isolated in the various languages. With the aforementioned guiding principles, we do not wish to compromise. We shall welcome your suggestions, criticisms, and other letters at all times. Do write in and tell us how well CFAM can be heard in your area. Manitoba's farm and good music station will be on the air for your listening pleasure. I now take great pleasure in introducing to you a man who has always been interested in the welfare of Manitoba and its citizens. We are very happy to have the distinguished visitor with us, and we are sure that you will enjoy listening to the opening address on this station. I now introduce to you the Honorable D.L. Campbell, Premier of Manitoba. Mr. Campbell.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, it is always a pleasure for me to take part in ceremonies which mark another step forward in the development of the province of Manitoba. The establishment of a radio station in the town of Altona, designed to serve an energetic and prosperous area, is such an occasion. Radio station CFAM has been built to fill the need in southern Manitoba for a station primarily concerned with meeting the interests and needs of the surrounding community. The station intends, I understand, to place special emphasis on farm features, market reports, agricultural news, and information on agricultural research. In this way, it will encourage and stimulate the area's basic agricultural industry and thereby promote the further development upon which continued growth and prosperity depend. CFAM also plans extensive programming of concert music, which is another indication of the station's desire to serve local interests. I think that the programs planned by CFAM illustrate one of the vital services which a local radio station can provide. It can fix its attention on meeting local requirements and become a focal point for community interests, relatively free from the conflicting demands imposed upon stations serving extremely wide and diversified audiences. CFAM will contribute in many ways. It will act as a voice for its own community, stimulating discussion of local problems and helping to develop and maintain the programs and activities of the town of Altona, the surrounding countryside, and neighboring towns and villages. This station will also be a source of information about and an interpreter of events beyond the confines of the immediate area it serves. The affairs of the province, of the nation, and of the world are of increasing importance in the daily lives of all of us. We must be informed about them if we are to act constructively, without malice or panic, in meeting the troublesome and complex problems that exist in the modern world. As a reporter on those events, CFAM will play an essential part in the future of all its listeners. In other ways as well, CFAM will become an important member of the community. It will provide entertainment and relaxation for its listeners and employment for local people. It will assist the business community in meeting its customers and providing the incentive for accelerated business growth. Progress has been the keynote in the life of this community in the past, and CFAM is not only a symbol of that progress, but it is also an indication that the future will bring further advances. A point which I think deserves particular mention on this occasion is that the Southern Manitoba Broadcasting Company Limited, which operates this station, is the product of local initiative and organizational ability. These two qualities have been largely responsible for the impressive development of this entire area in the years since the end of World War II. In recent years, much attention has been given to the question of outside investment in our country. And this discussion has been highlighted by sensational developments financed by capital from other countries. I think it is important that we should frequently remind ourselves of the solid achievements of local men and local capital. No place in Manitoba has a more outstanding record of such achievements than this community. In fact, the whole Red River Valley has undergone a widespread transformation during the past 15 years. Particularly important has been the significant diversification of the agricultural industry and the rapid development of processing and distributing industries based on agriculture. These changes, which broaden the economic base of the entire valley, will help ensure an even more prosperous future for the whole area. CFAM is the most recent example of what local citizens with foresight and imagination can bring to their own community. It is an example which, when followed in the future, will mean continuing prosperity. To everyone connected with this new and resounding voice for Southern Manitoba, I would like to extend the most cordial congratulations, both personally and on behalf of the province of Manitoba. I think it would be in order for me to mention a few of the people who have been responsible for the creation of CFAM and who will be largely in charge of its operation. Such men as Mr. A.J. Thiessen, President, Mr. D.K. Friesen, Secretary of the Southern Manitoba Broadcasting Company Limited, Mr. A.L. Garside, Supervisor of Operations, Mr. Reuben Hamm, Farm Director, Mr. Ben Horsch, Program and Musical Director, Mr. Harry Klassen, Chief Engineer, and Mr. Dennis Bartman, Production Manager. To all of these people and many others whose initiative and enterprise have been largely responsible for this new radio station, our sincere good wishes for the future. I am confident that in the years ahead, CFAM will win for itself an ever more outstanding place in the radio communication field in this province and in the life of Altona and district. May the future bring prosperity and success to CFAM and all its listeners.
Thank you very much, Mr. Campbell, for those words of appreciation and good wishes. I will now call on Mr. W.E. Croker, the Vice President of our organization, to speak. Mr. Croker.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor indeed for us to have Mr. Campbell with us on this happy occasion, and we are grateful for his kind words of encouragement. As Minister of Agriculture and as Premier of Manitoba, Mr. Campbell has, for many years, been intimately associated with the destiny of Manitoba agriculture, and we consider it, therefore, to be especially fitting and proper that he should take part in the opening of CFAM. As Manitoba's farm station, we plan to be an integral part of the agricultural scene in Manitoba in the years to come. We believe in farming, both as a rewarding vocation and as a satisfying way of life. We are convinced that Manitoba has a great potential in diversified agriculture, and we look forward to providing some of the means whereby this potential may be more fully realized. Under the keenly competitive conditions of modern life, only those farmers can hope to succeed who make the fullest possible use of modern scientific advances. It shall be our constant aim to bring to Manitoba farmers authoritative and up-to-date information on all phases of producing and marketing farm products. In confidently looking forward to the future of Manitoba agriculture, we are aware that this future lies in the farm youth of today. We earnestly hope that through the 4-H Club programs and projects which will be carried over CFAM, we may be privileged to help in the challenging promotional task which confronts us in this field. On agricultural matters, we want to speak not only to Manitoba farmers, but also for Manitoba farmers. Basically, city and country have identical interests. They are dependent upon each other for prosperity and well-being. We are conscious of the need for better mutual understanding, and we plan to broadcast a series of roundtable discussions on matters of common interest, which should help to bring about a better understanding and a deeper mutual respect. The other field of programming in which we intend to depart from the normal, well-beaten paths of private radio broadcasting is in the realm of music. We will be a good music station. Under highly competent and experienced direction, we plan to bring you a well-planned and varied fare of the world's finest classical and folk music, performed by the best artists in Europe and North America, and with technical reproduction of the highest order. In addition, we will program as much Manitoba talent as possible. Children's and young people's choirs, instrumental groups, and individual young artists are concert stars of tomorrow. Manitoba is probably more music conscious than any similar area in the world. Certainly, our musical festival is world famous, and we want to give our talented youth an opportunity to appear before the Manitoba radio public. In preparing this musical menu for CFAM's listeners, we have found no place for the blaring disharmony and jungle rhythm which presently masquerades as music on countless hit parades. We hope it will not be missed. These, briefly, are our objectives in the fields of agriculture and music, and we pledge to you our sincere, constant efforts toward their attainment in order to truly justify for CFAM the designation Manitoba's Farm and Good Music Station.
We now call on the Honorable W.C. Miller, Minister of Education and member for Rhineland. Mr. Miller.
Mr. President, Mr. Premier, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, may I first thank the Southern Manitoba Broadcasting Company for their kindness in inviting me to be among the first to speak to our enterprising community over this splendid new radio station, CFAM. I shall treasure the recollection of this occasion which marks a milestone in the history of the Red River Valley. It is highly significant that whilst the story of the brave days of the first pioneers of this district is still fresh in the memories of some men and women living in this neighborhood, the sons and grandsons of those who first broke the sod in the valley have in their turn displayed the same spirit of enterprise in establishing this very modern and very powerful agency, which will undoubtedly contribute greatly to the development of this community. I am sure that the whole province of Manitoba will join with me in congratulating those who have been responsible for this very worthy undertaking, the opening of Manitoba's newest radio station, CFAM. I understand that the department, which I represent here this evening, has a very special interest in your new station, as I am told that there will be a considerable number of programs of an educational character, particularly those which will bring the best of our musical heritage in the homes of all country people and town folk alike. We are assured, too, that broadcasts will be arranged for which will be of special interest and value to those who work in that first and greatest of all the industries in this province, agriculture. We may be sure that these two classes of broadcasts, good musical concerts, and interesting and instructive talks on the problems of the farmer and the farmer's wife, will be a permanent feature of this station. There is little doubt in my mind that station CFAM will also make a very valuable contribution to what has always been an outstanding characteristic of this district, the strong sense of community life which links those who dwell in this part of central southern Manitoba. The links which hold together the people of this community were forged in the fires of hardship. They have been strengthened by common traditions of courage and endurance. They are very apparent today in the activities of this whole district. It is our earnest hope that this new outlet for the voice of this community will help to foster further progress in our midst, progress which will contribute to the well-being not only of this district, but of the whole of Canada.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. I will now call on Mr. D.K. Friesen, the Secretary Treasurer of our organization. Mr. Friesen.
Ladies and gentlemen of our new listening audience, you have just heard the Honorable W.C. Miller, Minister of Education and representative in the legislature for Rhineland, the constituency in which radio station CFAM is located. Mr. Miller has been the member in the legislature for Rhineland for over 20 years, was appointed provincial secretary in 1948, Speaker of the House in 1950, and the same year became Minister of Education. He ably represents a constituency that has long been famous for its interest in all phases of education. The minister recently announced increased grants for Manitoba schools, including construction grants. These increased grants are welcomed by Manitoba citizens who are becoming increasingly aware of the role education plays in our present-day economy. I am most pleased to see our Minister of Education here at the opening of our radio station, which we feel can play an important part in raising the spiritual and cultural level of the citizens of this province. We appreciate the support we have received from Mr. Miller, from the Premier, and other members of his cabinet when we applied for a license to operate this station. We also are grateful for the help given by our federal members of Parliament, Justice Minister Garson, Immigration Minister Pickersgill, and many prominent business and professional men in Manitoba. It makes us feel both humble and proud to receive this wholehearted support for our new venture. The support was given to us, not as individuals, but we heard time and again that that the area we represented was worthy of receiving a radio station license, and that the industrious people of this area would morally and financially support, give its support to this venture. We have truly received this support. Businessmen have contracted for spot announcements and broadcast time far beyond our fondest expectations. Church and fraternal organizations have already purchased nearly all the available time we have opened for such type of broadcasts. We thank you all, and it is our hope that we may provide for you the type of programs you wish to hear, and that station CFAM may be the medium of raising the spiritual, cultural, and economic level of not only this area, but that of the province of Manitoba generally. Thank you again, and pleasant listening.
Our next speaker was to have been Dr. H. H. Saunderson, president of the University of Manitoba. He was unable to be here, and we will now hear Dr. J. R. Weir, dean of the Faculty of Agriculture and Home Economics of the University of Manitoba. Dean Weir.
Mr. President, Mr. Premier, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to express the regrets of Dr. H. H. Saunderson, president of the University of Manitoba, at his inability to be present at this ceremony. He has asked me to bring greetings from the University of Manitoba and to offer his own personal congratulations to you on the opening of your new radio station. This assignment is indeed a pleasure, as it affords me an opportunity to join with you on this happy occasion. In this modern age, radio is a very important means of communication, and as such, is an important factor in general education. Therefore, it is only natural that the university should have a great interest in the success of this venture. Since I believe that it is the intention of your new station to particularly feature the profession of agriculture, I deem it a special privilege to bring best wishes from your Faculty of Agriculture and Home Economics. While the main responsibility of this faculty has been and will continue to be the teaching of science and its application to agriculture, I can assure you that it also has the keenest interest in helping to solve the numerous problems which face Manitoba's farmers today. The results of the many research projects which are currently underway in your faculty and which are being financially supported by your government and other organizations will not be of any real value to you until you become acquainted with them and their consequent recommendations. The rapidity with which the farming picture is changing and developing today makes it imperative that the successful farmer be quickly and intelligently informed of the latest technological and management recommendations. The successful farmer is a business manager and, as such, must be continually aware of the many aspects associated with such a complicated enterprise. I am somewhat concerned that the very rapid industrial development recently experienced in this country and the recent buoyancy of our Canadian economy have somewhat dulled our perspective towards what is still our basic and most important industry, agriculture. Those of us who are not in the front ranks of this profession, that is, the producing unit or the farm, but are associated with many of the dependent industries, such as process, transportation, manufacturing, and many others, or are even further removed, but nevertheless still dependent on food and shelter, may not be as keenly aware or as appreciative of the importance and problems of this great industry. The need to provide adequate and stimulating information in this regard is a challenge which I hope CFAM will accept with confidence. Your development as an important part of a progressive community situated in one of the important farming areas of Manitoba, and in reasonable proximity to the large metropolitan areas of the province, will be watched with great interest by your university. You are assured of the cooperation and support of this institution. Our hearty congratulations to CFAM. We applaud your foresight and perseverance. We wish you every success in your future endeavors.
Thank you, Dean Weir. Having in mind the fact that education is to be an important part of our programming, we have the teachers of Manitoba represented in the person of Miss Agnes MacDonald, past president of the Manitoba Teacher Society. Miss MacDonald.